decidedly Christian, distinctly biblical, and just a little bit nuts. This is Squirrel Chatter.
And welcome to the Piney Woods, ladies and gentlemen. I am your squirrel, the host, coming to you from the ARN studios, high atop the tallest tree in the Piney Woods. This is indeed another pre-recorded episode of Squirrel Chatter because I'm on a road trip to Arkansas. And because I am not here, we will not be doing any topic of the day because I have no idea what the current events are. I'm in a car on a highway, and I'm probably listening to sermons or music or something like that, or another podcast from the Christian podcast community, which Squirrel Chatter is proudly a part of. You can check out all the curated, theologically sound podcasts at ChristianPodcastCommunity.org, and you are sure to find something that's worth listening to. And that might be what I'm listening to as I'm driving today. But because we are reading through the Legacy Standard Bible Translation this year, we want to keep up on our Bible reading, and so I am pre-recording these episodes for that purpose. This week and next week will be pre-recorded. I will be back home sometime next week, but I'm not going to do another live episode till the Monday after, so I can recover from my trip. So let's then look at what we are reading today. Today's scriptures are going to be Hosea 4 through 6, Psalm 58, and Matthew 17. And I guess I should say this is the episode for Tuesday, August 9th, just so you know what day you're listening to. Tuesday, August 9th. Let's begin, as is our habit, with the prayer of confession from the 1552 Book of Common Prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and most merciful Father, we have erred and strayed from thy ways like lost sheep. We have followed too much the devices and desires of our own hearts. We have offended against thy holy laws. We have left undone those things which we ought to have done, and we have done those things which we ought not to have done, and there is no health in us. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us miserable offenders. Spare thou them, O God, which confess their faults. Restore thou them that are penitent, according to thy promises declared unto mankind in Christ Jesus our Lord. And grant, O most merciful Father, for his sake, that we may hereafter live a godly, righteous, and sober life, to the glory of thy holy name. Amen. And now our prayer for the reading of the word. Blessed Lord, who hast caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. And so now, Hosea chapter 4. Listen to the word of Yahweh, O sons of Israel. For Yahweh has a contention against the inhabitants of the land, because there is no truth or loving kindness or knowledge of God in the land. There is swearing of oaths, deception, murder, stealing, and adultery. They break forth in violence so that bloodshed follows bloodshed. Therefore the land mourns, and everyone who inhabits it languishes, along with the beasts of the field and the birds of the sky, and also the fish of the sea disappear. Yet let no man contend, let no man offer reproof. Indeed, your people are like those who contend with the priest. So you will stumble by day, and the prophet also will stumble with you by night. And I will destroy your mother. Your people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because you have rejected knowledge. I also will reject you from ministering as my priests. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I myself also will forget your children. The more they multiplied, the more they sinned against me. I will change their glory into disgrace. They eat the sin of my people and lift up their soul toward their iniquity. And it will be like people, like priests. So I will punish them for their ways and cause their deeds to return to them. They will eat but not be satisfied. They will play the harlot but not break forth in number, because they have forsaken Yahweh to keep harlotry. Harlotry, wine, and new wine take away a heart of wisdom. My people ask their wooden idol, and their diviner's wand declares to them, for a spirit of harlotry has led them astray, and they have played the harlot, departing from their God. They offer sacrifices on the tops of the mountains and burn incense on the hills, under the oak and poplar and terebinth, because their shade is good. Therefore your daughters play the harlot, and your brides commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they play the harlot, or your brides when they commit adultery, for the men themselves go apart with harlots and offer sacrifices with cult prostitutes. So the people without understanding are ruined. Though you, Israel, play the harlot, do not let Judah become guilty. Also, do not go to Gilgal, nor go up to Beth-Aven, and swear the oath as Yahweh lives. Since Israel is stubborn, like a stubborn heifer, can Yahweh now feed them like a lamb in a large field? Ephraim is joined to idols, let him alone. Their drink gone, they play the harlot continually. Their rulers dearly love disgrace. The wind binds them up in its wings, and they will be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Chapter 5. Hear this, O priests. Give heed, O house of Israel. Give ear, O house of the king, for the judgment is for you, for you have been a snare at Mizpah and a net spread out on Tabor. And the revolters have dug deep into slaughtering, but I will chastise all of them. I know Ephraim, and Israel is not hidden from me. For now, O Ephraim, you have played the harlot. Israel has defiled itself. Their deeds will not allow them to return to their God, for a spirit of harlotry is within them, and they do not know Yahweh. Moreover, the pride of Israel answers against him, and Israel and Ephraim stumble in their iniquity. Judah also has stumbled with them. They will go with their flocks and herds to seek Yahweh, but they will not find him. He has withdrawn from them. They have dealt treacherously against Yahweh, for they have borne children of strangers. Now the new moon will devour them with their portions. Blow the horn in Gibeah, the triumph in the trumpet in Ramah. Make a loud shout at Beth-Aven. Behind you, Benjamin. Ephraim will become a desolation in the day of reproof. Among the tribes of Israel I will make known what is true. The princes of Judah have become like those who move a boundary. On them I will pour out my wrath like water. Ephraim is oppressed, crushed in judgment, because he has determined to walk after man's command. Therefore, I am like a moth to Ephraim, and like rottenness to the house of Judah. Then Ephraim saw his sickness and Judah his sore. So Ephraim went to Assyria and sent to King Jareb. But he is unable to heal you or to cure you of your sore. For I will be like a lion to Ephraim, and like a young lion to the house of Judah. I, even I, will tear to pieces and go away. I will carry away, and there will be none to deliver. I will go away and return to my place, until they acknowledge their guilt and seek my face. In their affliction they will seek me earnestly. Chapter 6. Come, let us return to Yahweh, for he has torn us, and he will heal us. He has struck us, but he will bandage us. He will make us alive after 2 days. He will raise us up on the third day, that we may live before him. So let us know, let us pursue to know Yahweh. His going forth is established as the dawn, and he will come to us like the rain, like the late rain watering the earth. What shall I do with you, O Ephraim? What shall I do with you, O Judah? For your loving kindness is like a morning cloud and like the dew which goes away early. Therefore I have hewn them in pieces by the prophets. I have killed them by the words of my mouth. And the judgments are on you like the light that goes forth. For I delight in loving kindness rather than sacrifice, and in the knowledge of God rather than burnt offerings. But like Adam, they have trespassed against the covenant. There they have dealt treacherously against me. Gilead is a city of workers of iniquity with a track of blood. And as raiders wait for a man, so a band of priests murder on the way to Shechem. Surely they have committed lewdness. In the house of Israel I have seen an appalling thing. Ephraim's harlotry is there. Israel has defiled itself. Also, Judah, there is a harvest set for you when I restore the fortunes of my people. And now Psalm 58 for the choir director. Al-Tasheth of David, a miktam. Do you indeed speak righteousness, O gods? Do you judge with equity, O sons of men? No, in heart you work unrighteousness. On earth you prepare a path for the violence of your hands. The wicked are estranged from the womb. Those who speak falsehood wander in error from birth. They have venom like the venom of a serpent, like a deaf cobra that stops up its ear, so that it does not hear the voice of charmers or a skillful caster of spells. O God, shatter their teeth in their mouth. Break out the fangs of the young lions, O Yahweh. Let them flow away like water that runs off. When he aims his arrows, let them be as headless shafts. Let them be as a snail which melts away as it goes along, like the miscarriages of a woman which never behold the sun. Before your pots can feel the fire of thorns, he will sweep them away with a whirlwind, the living and burning alike. The righteous will be glad when he beholds the vengeance. He will wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. And men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on earth. And now Matthew chapter 17. And 6 days later, Jesus brought with him Peter and James and John his brother, and led them up on a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became as white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with him. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make 3 booths here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah. While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. And when the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. And Jesus came to them and touched them and said, Get up and do not be afraid. And lifting up their eyes, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. And as they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus commanded them, saying, Tell the vision to no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. And his disciples asked him, saying, Why then do the scribes say that Elijah must come first? And he answered and said, Elijah is coming and will restore all things. But I say to you that Elijah already came, and they did not recognize him, but did to him whatever they wished. So also the Son of Man is going to suffer at their hands. Then the disciples understood that he had spoken to them about John the Baptist. And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to Jesus, falling on his knees before him and saying, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he has seizures and suffers terribly. For he often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not cure him. And Jesus answered and said, O you unbelieving and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked him, and the demon came out of him, and the boy was cured at once. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, Why could we not cast it out? And he said to them, Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, Move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you. But this kind does not go out except by prayer and fasting. And while they were gathering together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, The Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised up on the third day. And they were deeply grieved. Now when they came to Capernaum, those who collected the 2 drachma tax came to Peter and said, Does your teacher not pay the 2 drachma tax? And he said, Yes. And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth collect tolls or taxes? From their sons or from strangers? And when Peter said, From strangers, Jesus said to him, Then the sons are exempt. However, so that we do not offend them, go to the sea and throw in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a stater. Take that and give it to them for me and you. This is the word of the Lord. And now the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now the Collect for Grace. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings may be ordered by thy governance to do always that is righteous in thy sight, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. All right, folks, that's our scripture reading today, Tuesday, August 9th. I wish you the very best of Tuesdays, and I hope to see you again soon. Remember, do the things you ought to do. Don't do the things you ought not do. And whatever you do, do it for the glory of the Lord. We'll see you again here tomorrow for another episode of Squirrel Chatter. Take care. God bless.
Squirrel Chatter is recorded in front of a live studio hamster.